Well, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Look at somebody and say, Happy New Year. It's a new year. God's going to do something even better than he did last year. For some of you, that's not going to be difficult because you had a pretty rough year. But some people have been blessed even in the time of famine. And God is going to do something even greater than he did in 2020. Amen. Let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you continue to speak. I know that you've been speaking. I know that you've been touching our hearts, God. But I thank you, Lord, that you don't stop. God, that you continue to have this conversation with us, God. We desire to hear your voice. We desire to have, God, the strategies, the tools that are needed, God, to be undefeated in this time. We need the tools and the strategy and the plan and the revelation, God, that will make us successful and victorious in this season and the season to come. And so, God, we open our ears, we open our hearts to hear something from you, because you know exactly where we are. You know exactly what we need. So speak to us in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about this new year. And God gave us a word that was so powerful, and it was just that, undefeated. That God has called you to be undefeated. God has called his church to be undefeated. We understand that he, as our God, is undefeated. He's never been beaten. He always wins. He never fails. And so we're just letting this sink in. New Year's Eve, we talked about, first, before we can even wrap our head around the fact that as his people, as his church, that we're undefeated, first we have to accept the fact that he has never been defeated. There is no power above, below, in between, in another galaxy that can even compare to our God. He is undefeated. So we settled that on New Year's Eve. But now what God wants to take us a little step forward. Look at somebody say, a little step forward. And this is the fact that his church is an undefeated church. Look at somebody and say, the undefeated church. I believe this revelation is going to rock you today, because it rocked me when God told me that we are his undefeated church. Just say it one more time with me. The undefeated church. You remember that time when you were about to drive, but you couldn't drive yet, but you really had the itch to drive? You remember that? You could just feel, imagine the steering wheel. You could feel that the power of the accelerator underneath your foot. You had the desire to drive, but you didn't yet have the license. You didn't yet have the permission from your parents. But there's something that happened, though, when you got the permission. And then you were given the keys. And then once you had the keys, it was all over. I want to tell you what the Word of God says in Matthew 16, 18. Jesus, he says this, "And upon this rock I will build my church, and all the powers of hell will not conquer it, and I will give you the..." Wow. "I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you forbid on earth will be forbidden in heaven. And whatever you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven." New King James Version, let me read that. "And on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it, and I will give you the..."
Keys.
"I will give you the keys." Somebody say keys.
Keys.
"I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." This is a great thing for us to understand. We hold the keys. Not the keys to a Pinto. Not a keys to a Pontiac. Not even the keys to a Cadillac. Not the keys to a BMW, a Mercedes, or even a Ferrari. Jesus said he's given his church the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Let that sink in for a second. He has given us the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Look, if you got the keys to the kingdom of heaven, you have got a supernatural power that supersedes any other thing. If you got that, You got everything else. You got everything else you need. If you can understand how to work those keys, if you can understand which keys go into which doors, guess what? It is an open heaven. It is a life full of open doors. No glass ceilings. No devil blocking you. Nobody blocking your promotion. Nobody stopping your relationships. No. Open door after open door after open door if you have the keys. Jesus said, I am giving you the keys. I'm giving my church the keys. All right. I have this revelation of me being the Messiah. I'm going to build a church, a community, a people on top of this revelation. And then this, I'm going to give this people the keys to the kingdom. I love this. So we have the ability to open and close doors. We have the ability to bind and loose, to allow and disallow things. Hope you understand that God has given us an incredible power and authority. We have to realize this is who God says we are. We have to stop listening to the lie the devil is telling you and me that we just have to scrape by. If we could just get through, if we could just pay our bills, if we could just make it to heaven. No, Jesus said, I will give you the keys to the kingdom. I'm giving you you got backstage pass. You got the VIP thing dangling around your neck. You got the keys to get into whatever room, giving you the keys to the kingdom. The lie is that you're defeated. The lie is that you have to scrape by. The lie is that you have to worry about your health. The lie is that you have to worry about your finances and your job. The truth of the word of God is his church is undefeated. His people are undefeated. There's no devil in hell, no satanic power that can hold back God's purpose in us. If we can get together and work together and know who we are, we will be unstoppable. Because God created us that way, to be unstoppable. When Jesus unleashed his vision, guess what? His vision wasn't to have a weak church. Nope, his vision was to give us the keys to the kingdom of heaven so that we could bring kingdom qualities, heavenly qualities to earth. Amen? And we're going to bind some stuff. We're going to not allow some things, and we're going to allow other things. We're going to say, oh, as it is in heaven, let it be on earth. We're going to say this stuff isn't in heaven, so we bind that up. He's giving us keys. Keys. He's designed and purposed us to be undefeated. But of course, there's going to be moments of struggle, but the end is victory. Look at somebody and say, there will be moments of struggle, but it ends in victory. If you're following the word of God, it ends for victory in your life. It ends with overcoming in your life. There may be moments of struggle, but the end is victory. Just like our example, Jesus. There were some moments in his life that looked bleak, but that looked like defeat, but the end was victory. Scripture tells us this about his church. Revelation 12:11. And they overcame him, the enemy, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. So they overcome how? By the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony. And their faith level was high, right? Because they're like, look, we're banking everything on this. We love this even more than we love our earthly existence. So our faith is like super high, right? And in this environment of faith, I am using the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. The blood of the Lamb, the church overcomes by the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony. The same spirit Jesus had, the same narrative Jesus had, when we stand on that and we begin to articulate that, it becomes our testimony. We will overcome every adversity by the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony. It doesn't matter what it looks like. There are parts of the body of Christ that still need some work. Yes, we know that. There's some parts of the body that are still a mess, but that's not the end of the story. God's church is undefeated. There might be some dark moments. There might be some moments that things look bad or people are divided or there's some infighting, but that's not how the story ends. Bible tells us he comes back for a spotless, a blameless, unified bride. When God's church rises up, my goodness, when God's church rises up, we are undefeated. When God's church gets together and is unified, nothing can stop us. There is a destiny inside the dream that Jesus Christ gave us that is undefeated. It's a people that's unified, working together, loving each other, helping each other, and is undefeated. That is the vision of Jesus. That is the vision that will not and cannot fail. There's a purpose within the church that cannot be defeated. It doesn't matter what difficult season the church goes through, the church will prevail. It doesn't matter what difficult season we as God's people go through, we will prevail. I love that little part right here in Matthew 18, 16, where he says, "The gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." Think about that. The gates of hell will not prevail against God's people, against God's community, against God's church. It doesn't matter the enemy, seen or unseen. Our destiny is to win. No devil in hell can block that. No demonic strategy can stop that. And any setback that the enemy has is only temporary. Our setup is permanent. Get a hold of that today. It's written in stone. It's written in the heavens. It's written in the Word of God. Our setbacks as a church are temporary. Our setup is eternal. Amen. Our setup is eternal. What is the enemy that's facing the church today? What is the enemy that's facing the people of God today? Is it economic? Is it sickness? Is it disease? Is it infirmity? Is it persecution physically, psychologically, socially? God's church will overcome. The gates of hell will not prevail. But we have to understand this concept of authority. Ooh, my goodness. When we understand authority, the undefeated mindset gets easier to grasp. We have to stop and talk about this for a second. When you have true authority and power, it's not even a question who wins. When the person, whoever the person is that has authority, they have the expertise, they have the position, and they have the power, they walk in. It doesn't matter what the game is. It doesn't matter what the competition is. It doesn't matter what day it is. It doesn't matter what the weather is. The person with the authority and the power is going to win, hands down. The word gates and the concept of gates means, of course, a doorway, but it also means authority, the authority of hell. Jesus is saying, the gates of hell will not prevail against my church. He's saying the authority of hell will not prevail against, which means his church has more authority than the gates of hell. His church has been given more authority than the gates of hell has. Get a hold of this for a second. Whenever something has to submit to, is conquered by, it's not able to win or measure up to, that means it's inferior to what has conquered it. The thing that has been conquered, the thing that has had to be subjugated or submitted to, that is inferior to what has conquered it. The church is superior. The kingdom of darkness is inferior. The church is superior. The kingdom of darkness is inferior. When we understand that no power in hell, no power that the devil has at his disposal can triumph against the church that knows how to use the keys. Ooh, when you get those keys and you know how to use those keys, it changes everything. When Jesus says his church will conquer the gates of hell, he means that we are more than conquerors. Do you know what more than a conqueror is? Does anybody know? Does anybody understand? Jesus is saying that he doesn't mean for us just to conquer the gates of hell. He means for us to invade and spoil hell. He means for us not just to defeat. We're not just making it to heaven and coming in style. Well, we're taking spoils. We're taking people from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light, because he didn't call us conquerors. He called us more than conquerors. To me, somebody who's more than a conqueror is, I'm coming home taking a trophy. I don't just win. I come home with some goodies. I got a bag full of stuff. I got some people I'm carrying with me. I had to get a wagon and load it up because I'm taking some people with me from the kingdom of darkness. I'm not just whipping the devil. I'm taking some of his prisoners back and liberating them. I'm on a liberation mission. I'm more than a conqueror. His church is more than conquerors. We have to get this concept of authority. The devil doesn't have it. Jesus gave it to his church. Originally, God gave it to Adam. The devil tricked Adam and got it. Jesus came back, took it back, and he gave it to his church. Here are the keys. Here's the keys. Here's the power. Here's the authority. I'm giving it to my church. When you work together, you cannot be stopped. When you work together, you're in obedience to the plan that I gave you. You cannot be defeated. You're undefeated. God's church is designed to be undefeated. You have to get this in your mind that God's kingdom, God's church is superior. The devil's kingdom, the devil's authority, the devil's power is inferior to the church. That thing that so many believers are worried about, going to bed concerned about, anxious. No, it's inferior to what God has given us. God has given us the keys. Once we understand the concept of authority, it opens up a whole new world. How will we overcome? We overcome because we fight in a different way. We have a different strategy that God has given us. It's the blood of the Lamb. It's the word of the testimony. It's the power of the cross and the power of our declaration. It's the power of Jesus coming out of our mouth. We have to watch what we say, because the words, there's life or death in your words. What you say will either demonstrate that you are undefeated or that you're defeated. That's the power that's in your words. That's the power that's in what you're saying. That's the power of your testimony. It determines if you're going to be defeated or undefeated. Words are powerful. God didn't just come out and say, la, 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 la. No, he said, darkness, be separated from the light. He said, trees, come up. Plants, come up. Man, come up. His words were intentional. His words were important. We have to make sure that we are saying the right testimony. You're going to create whatever world, and then you got to live in it. You have to live in the world you create. Either it's a defeated world or an undefeated world. And we get that in our spirit. The foundation of what we stand on, the testimony, is what we speak of. God has given us the way to prevail against the gates of hell. And it's the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, the power of the cross of Jesus and how we speak of it. Put your faith into words. Put your faith into action and become undefeated this year. That's what God wants. We have to realize we're not really wrestling. We're not fighting with the stuff that other people are fighting with. We're not fighting with sometimes the things that we're fighting with. We're not wrestling with flesh and blood enemies. Paul tells us in Ephesians 6:12, he says, we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So you're not really wrestling with what you see. You're wrestling with what you don't see. You can't see this in the natural, what you're actually wrestling with. The body of Christ isn't really wrestling with COVID-19 and mere politics and economics. The Bible exposes the truth that we're really wrestling with spiritual forces. Behind everything you see, there's some spiritual force at work. When we understand what we're really wrestling with, we understand how to focus and overcome. We should realize that we're actually wrestling with spirits of hate and division and fear and anxiety and anger and stress and deception and a host of other things, but you can't see it with your natural eyes. You have to see it by the Spirit. If the church can get together and agree by the Word of God, we will crush the gates of hell. We don't overcome the way the world does. We don't overcome by natural means. We don't overcome evil with more evil. Scripture tells us in Romans 12, 21, don't let evil conquer you, but conquer evil by doing good. Actually, we use something that seems opposite in the natural. We have a strategy in Christ that never fails. When we try it in our natural, we can fail. We can be defeated. But when we return back to the strategy that Christ gives us, we always prevail. We always win. We always become undefeated. When we overcome evil with good, we prevail. When we pray for those that despitefully use us, we prevail. When we pray strategically for those who have done all manner of evil against us, we prevail. It's counter the way that the world works, but it will cause His church to be undefeated. It is unleashing the raw divine power of love. It's never been defeated. First Corinthians says that love never fails. It's a weapon of mass darkness destruction. When you drop that thing, when you begin to pray for those who are out to backstab you, out to hurt you, out to do all manner of wicked stuff against you, when you learn how to pray, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. You begin to unleash a divine force. You use your key and unlock a door of love that cannot be, that will not be defeated. God has a plan in this season and every season for His people to be undefeated. Do you believe that? Yes. Will you stand with me today? I want to declare a couple things today. I want to make an undefeated church declaration. And I want to pray a prayer. Are you ready to declare some things? Are you ready to walk in some things in 2021? Yes. All right, say it like you mean it. Are you ready to walk in it? Undefeated declaration. This is my undefeated declaration. Say it. This is my undefeated. I am part of God's undefeated church. Amen. Say it like you mean it. I am part of God's undefeated church. I will not accept defeat. I will not submit to an inferior kingdom. Because I'm part of God's superior kingdom. I will let my mind be transformed by the Word of God to understand who I am in Christ. I am more than a conqueror. God's church is more than a conqueror. The authority that God has given us is greater than any authority of darkness. Today, I'm ready to stand with other believers and conquer the enemy on every front. I am part of God's undefeated church. Can we just celebrate God for that? Just celebrate like you already know you got the victory, because God has called you undefeated. God has called me undefeated. God has called us undefeated. That no matter what mountain that you face, when you open up your mouth, that mountain is going to move. It's going to move in the name of Jesus. There is nothing that we cannot overcome when we work together as God's church. Let me pray with you today. God, I thank you, Lord, for the excitement in this room over your word. I thank you, God, for the excitement over your promises. God, I thank you for the level of faith that's in this room, God. Father, let us not accept anything less than to be who you have called us. Your undefeated people. Your undefeated church. God, let us walk in the confidence that you have called us into. God, I thank you, Father, for a year like none other. God, I thank you for the things that you called us to do, for the work that's unfinished. God, let us lay our hands to the plow and not look back. God, let us be undefeated in the dreams that you've given us. God, speak and breathe to the dry bones, God, in our lives and our dreams, God, that you've given, God, that they come to life and that we walk in them and that we are undefeated in the pursuit of the things you've called us to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on, let's give God the praise one more time.